At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Many people are in what I call the sandwich generation, where you are taking care of aging parents while taking care of your own kids. And there is a need for home care workers. In fact, Pennsylvania doesn't have enough. And joining us is the CEO of the Pennsylvania Home Care Association, Mia Haney. Mia, good morning. Hello, Mia.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I got you now. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, kind of frame where we stand in Pennsylvania when it comes to home care workers.
Pennsylvania is one of the oldest states in the nation, and we have a growing demand. Right now, one in four people are over the age of 60, and by 2030, that will be one in three. Unfortunately, the population that is the working age for a caregiver or a direct care worker is estimated to remain stagnant, meaning that the crisis that we face today already with not having enough workers is only going to get worse as this aging population continues to increase.
What is preventing younger people from getting into home care?
For many direct care workers and caregivers, the funding source for home care is Medicaid. And Medicaid has, over the course of the last decade, failed to increase the reimbursement rates adequately to compensate workers appropriately. They have not kept pace with inflation. And the reimbursement rate now in Pennsylvania is lower than every contiguous state. So in Pittsburgh, if you just cross the border into West Virginia, the same service is reimbursed at a rate that is $5 more per hour.
So explain, please, Mia, the difference between Medicaid and Medicare. A lot of people don't know the difference, and where are the funding sources?
Absolutely. So Medicaid is typically determined based on your income level. And your level of care needs. And Medicare is based largely on age. And so Medicare commonly is the people believe, oh, when I get older and I need a caregiver, Medicare will pay for it. But unfortunately, these services, specifically personal assistance services like help with bathing and remaining independent in your home and housekeeping and cleaning, those are not a benefit for Medicare plans today, and largely this program is funded by Medicaid or private pay.
And in terms of qualifying for Medicaid, if I understand it correctly, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but let's say that someone is on Medicare and then they start to need home care, and then they start to pay for that, but when they run out of money, then that's where Medicaid comes in, and not until.
Until they would hit the income qualifications for Medicaid, yes, that could happen. But it doesn't happen for everybody. Things like pensions or retirement funds could disqualify them from being eligible for Medicaid, and then they're looking for these services through other funding mechanisms. And there's not a lot out there.
Any signs of anything changing? Because I know all the healthcare systems are having, in their world, the same challenges on reimbursements.
There was a change that allows Medicare Advantage plans to offer this benefit through Medicare Advantage. And we're seeing an uptick in Medicare Advantage plans looking at this as a benefit that they could offer. But really, we're still working largely within the Medicaid system here in Pennsylvania and hitting major roadblocks and obstacles in how we reimburse this adequately to keep the workforce we have today. We have more than 300,000 people using home care services in Pennsylvania today. 150,000 of them are on Medicaid, and the home workers in that program are looking for jobs at Sheetz or at TJ Maxx or Home Goods because they can get paid significantly more working there than they can where they're limited by this Medicaid reimbursement rate. And right now, that reimbursement rate, it's $20.63 in Pennsylvania. In Pittsburgh, it's under $20. And that is the reimbursement rate to the employer. So that doesn't include the overhead for the employers, the cost of doing business, and you have to take out taxes. By the time that money gets to the worker, it's barely a livable wage.
Mia, if I understand it correctly, the body that decides the reimbursements is the state of Pennsylvania, right?
It is. Our legislators have the ability to work on finding funding to boost these rates and to pay these frontline workers appropriately.
Well, appreciate you bringing this story to light. We'll see if there's any movement. Thank you, Mia.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Mia Haney, CEO of the Pennsylvania Home Care Association. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Christy Graver from Pittsburgh Magazine. Last week, she got to ride the steel curtain at Kennywood. Listen for The Drive at 5 every weekday afternoon with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the Yellow Van. Top stories driving the day's news here on The Big K. And every Thursday at this time, we check in with Pittsburgh Magazine's esteemed food editor, Christy Graver, who's so much more. And you can see Christy on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Christy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
First of all, please share what that ride was like. You got one of the premier rides on the revamped steel curtain at Kennywood a week ago.
Yes, a week ago. And it was cold. It was raining. And a camera was pointed at my face the entire time to capture every scream and swear word. And I tried to keep that in, but I couldn't because there's 9 inversions. It goes really fast. So there's a 2-minute and 30-second video of me just kind of like screaming. But saying all that, it was really fun and everyone should go and ride it. It wiped me out, but there were some young Kennywood employees and some diehard coaster enthusiasts who were hopping on again and again and again. They are the true heroes.
Yeah, it's a heck of a ride. And what a lot of people might not know, the roller coaster is the steepest in the state.
It is. And with 9 inversions, that's the most in the United States. And it also was really nice to hear Tunch Ilkin's voice at the beginning. It's like him and Hillgrove are kind of like talking. It's kind of like you're about to make a play. So it was really nice to hear Tunch's voice.
Yeah, Miss Tunch and now Wolf together.
Yeah.
That said, so this has been on, on people that coaster people who are enthusiasts to go around to a lot of different parks. We get people from
jackets and everything
all over to come just to Kennywood, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And they were just, they were thrilled. I could tell. They're like, it doesn't matter what their age is. They look just like a kid because they're so excited. And that's why I go to Kennywood every chance I get. I'm going to be in there on Sunday again. So I just got to move into the old mill, I think, because that's how much I love it.
So as the food editor, what's your go-to for eats at Kennywood?
Potato patch. But I am going to the Bites and Pints Festival. It's where you can like have like a lot of international cuisine at like different kiosks. But, potato patch is that's where it's at for me.
I'm with you. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this ranking. Pittsburgh's public parks are ranked number 15 in the nation. That sounds pretty high.
It is. It's among the top 100 cities in 2025, and that's a leap of 24 points from just 2016 and 17 when the city's parks ranked number 39. So 94% of the city's population lives just a 10-minute walk from a city park. I lived in Oakland for many years, and I attended the Grand Prix since I was a kid, so Schenley Park, you know, is my favorite. That's the first time I saw the Wienermobile was in Schenley Park, so it's very sentimental.
Maybe that was what touched off your food editor.
I think so.
Enthusiasm. Is that it? Speaking of food, yesterday always was National Hamburger Day, as you know, and celebrate, we wanted to ask you, well, first of all, let's talk about the burgers in the Berg.
Lots of burgers in the Berg. Last year, I wrote a story about 32 best burgers in Pittsburgh, and I'm still recovering from that. And this summer, I'm just not done with burgers. You think I would be, but there's two new burger places in Pittsburgh, Beef Graffiti, which has just like the best name. It's in Federal Galley on the north side and Off the Press Food Truck, and it makes the rounds to local breweries. Check them out. Gabby and Tyler from Off the Press welcomed a baby girl over Mother's Day weekend, so congrats to them on their new daughter and their new business. So I love hearing stories like that.
And I got a quick question. I just discovered something a couple of weekends ago in the Strip District. This little food court with Asian food, all kind of different. There's Korean food, there's Japanese food, there's Chinese food, Pan-Asian. Right. Yeah, that's a little gem that I'm totally guessing a lot of people don't know about.
Yeah, go explore the Strip. Go take a tour. I did a tour last year, last May. I've lived in Pittsburgh all my life, and I took a tour and I found so many things that I didn't know. It was so fun. It was like 2 hours just walking around the Strip. You sample different foods. It was really great. So go explore a neighborhood that you haven't or that you have, and you'll learn some more.
All right, before you go, if you were saying, and someone said, hey, Christy, where should I go for one hamburger? The best burger in the Berg is?
Cicero's.
Cicero's in Bloomfield. Wow. You didn't hesitate. I thought you were going to push back a little and say, I don't want to give it up.
Very sentimental about Cicero's. I love it very much.
All right.
So that's my go-to burger. So I might get one this weekend too. Kennywood, Cicero's. It's going to be a very, very Pittsburgh weekend for me.
Thank you. Read all about it. We'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you, Larry.
Christy Graver, food editor with Pittsburgh Magazine. That said, I'm just curious, Aaron, have you ever been to Sarah's in Bloomfield, Pittsburgh's?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Little Italy.
I have not, and it is on my list to
make my way there this year. I have to. I know you've been, right?
Over the years, they have, Bloomfield has some great, great restaurants. A lot of the neighborhoods have some really cool, eclectic neighborhoods, but everybody in the region knows Tesseros if you've been around a while.
Yeah, I have not. I don't even know if I've ever heard of it. So I clearly have to come out this way a little more.
Yeah, you're from the east, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're lucky to get you to cross a river to get to work.
There is a joke of so many people over there. I don't want to go through the tunnel.
That said, you had to circumnavigate coming in from the east.
Correct. Coming in from the east early, traffic is certainly heavier. And then I believe it was last Friday, I heard Ellen's last report right after you and Marty did your crosstalk. And I said, whoa, there's what on the Parkway East outbound? And I talked with her, which way should I go? And I ended up taking the Oakland exit. And so that's been my go-to because the traffic has been atrocious.
Even early. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, 925 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. I'm still looking at fog out the window here in Green Tree, Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Any sign of sunshine again anywhere else?
Oh, it's kind of hazy out there. And, you know, I mean, at least the brake lights are starting to abate a little bit here. Aaron used that great word, atrocious. And sometimes the traffic has been such this morning, but it is getting a little bit better as things move along. Fog in those low-lying areas, so do watch for that. Otherwise, watch for the folks in front of you hitting the brakes as you head outbound on the Parkway East. They're doing so right after you round that bend at the Bates Street on-ramp and head for the outbound Squirrel Hill tunnels because of the single lane traffic pattern that extends from the tunnels out toward Edgewood. Swissvale crews should be working there till about 2 p.m. today. And because of that as well, they'll also have that Beechwood Boulevard on-ramp to the outbound Parkway East closed for you with a posted detour to help with the delays on the main line there. Parkway East inbound slows at Edgewood Swissvale. You're lining up on the Parkway West right around the Parkway Center Mall on-ramp. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 9:35. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thank you, Ellen, and we're looking at 73 today, so we'll take that. Hoping for some sunshine. Big show tonight at PNC Park with Post Malone and Jelly Roll back-to-back. And, Aaron, you're not going to this one, are you?
I'm not, but I actually wish that I was. This is going
to
be an enjoyable night, I think.
Give us the name of a Post Malone song you know.
Well, one that was trending, Rockstar. This was before he made his change to country music.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people don't know, is they don't know that if they're country fans, that Post Malone really had another life.
A whole different life. And you know what? Mark my words, I won't be shocked if he bounces back between the two lives, because he can do that.
And then Jelly Roll's got a story behind.
Right.
I mean, he spent a lot of time in jail,
mm-hmm.
And was able to write his life, and he's very gracious about sharing it, and then at the same time, performing.
Right, from that place. It's really great to see. So it's like, because of that, I think it's going to be electric.
Tonight at PNC Park?
We know who will be there, though.
Who?
Kale.
Oh, yeah.
He'll be there.
It's Marty Griffin. Get Marty. We'll get a preview in the next few minutes, and there is a lot going on. Presidential visit tomorrow, kicking off the weekend, big concerts and lots to do, and we transition to the month of June over the weekend. Plenty of news, though, yesterday, and I had a chance to catch up with CBS's Christopher Cruz in Washington earlier this morning.
Hi, Larry. I haven't talked to you since Italy.
Appreciate you joining me. I know there is never a single day where there isn't big news out of our nation's capital. So a couple of stories, certainly the tariff and the talk about the international court saying that the tariffs, most of them, are illegal. And then, of course, Elon Musk's days at Doge have ended fairly unceremoniously. So you pick. Where do you want to start?
Well, I was thinking when I heard about Musk on X saying, I'm done with Doge. This Frank Sinatra song, That's Life. He says, so you're riding high in April and shot down in May. And I think that's kind of what's going on with Musk. He came in, he made a frontal attack on the bureaucracy. I'm a retired federal employee, and I was in the Army, and I think I understand big bureaucracies. And they're masters at the art of jujitsu. So when you attack them, they know how to deflect. They know how to basically, you know, wait you out. And I think Musk, with his the chainsaw wielding incident, I when I saw that, I said that's the beginning of the end for this guy. He made, I think, the cardinal sin in Washington: never embarrass your principal. In other words, if you're a staff member, don't embarrass the senator or the congressman or the president. And I think that that's essentially what happened to this guy: is he embarrassed Trump? He hurt Trump's polling numbers, and it was just a matter of time before Musk and frankly his board of directors said, you need to come back to Tesla. Tesla was and still is in dire financial straits as a result of Musk's bad impression here in Washington.
Yes, due to his bold stance for Doge, his company suffered tremendously. In fact, he had to deal with protests and even violence. That said, now that he steps away, who steps in that role? Do we have any idea?
My guess is that Doge is dead in the water. I can't imagine that it polls well. And to cut federal spending is a difficult thing, at least on the bureaucracy. Now, obviously, the president is cutting the number of federal employees, and that has a great effect on federal spending. But the question ultimately is long-term what happens. Is there fraud and abuse in the system? Obviously, there is. But to create an extra governmental entity to kind of deal with that. And frankly, the bureaucracy, I mean, even President Eisenhower used to complain about the bureaucracy. My guess is that every president has complained about the bureaucracy. And it's only grown, of course, since Lyndon Johnson. So my guess is that we're going to increasingly hear little and little and little more about Doge.
That said, let's turn to tariffs. This is significant. The U.S. Trade Court has ruled that Donald Trump's tariffs are, most of them, in their belief, is illegal.
Well, President Trump basically predicated his imposition of tariffs is essentially taking from Congress the power to impose tariffs. If you look at Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, it says that the Congress has the power to, quote, lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, and that includes tariffs. Trump has said that the trade deficit is essentially an emergency, which allows him to take away that power from Congress and impose it on his own. But the fact is that the U.S. has run a trade deficit with the rest of the world for 49 consecutive years. And so basically this, it's now, next year it'll be 100 years since the U.S. Court of International Trade has been established. It's a specialized court like military courts, and it decides disputes over customs and international trade laws. And it is essentially, a three-judge panel has essentially stepped in and said to the president, your citing of the trade deficit as an emergency doesn't fly here. It's been imposed, it's been in effect, the deficits, as I said, for 49 consecutive years. So that three-judge panel said that's not sufficient to allow you to take away from Congress the power to impose tariffs.
Right away, there's an appeal, as you would expect. And what's the general thinking? Will this stick? The rule of this court, or is there a chance that it could be overturned?
A few months ago, I would have thought that the Supreme Court would overturn, but I think that the Supreme Court as an institution is seeing that it is under attack. Stephen Miller tweeted, the president's deputy chief of staff tweeted, I think it was this morning, he said the judicial coup, he called it a judicial coup. And ultimately, just as when you attack the bureaucracy head on, when you attack federal judges and the judiciary system head on, at some point that judiciary is going to rise up. And I think many people don't really understand that the Supreme Court is a separate part of the government. It's not under Trump. It's not under a Congress. And it is going to assert its authority. Sometimes it's dominated by the president. But after a certain period of time, it's going to say, look, you know, we're not under you. We are our own masters. And I don't know this. The Supreme Court tends to defer to the decisions of these specialized courts. We'll see. It's going to go immediately to the Court of Appeals. And then my guess is the Supreme Court is going to hear this case pretty quickly.
Christopher, always appreciate your time and insight, and thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you, sir. Always great to be on KDKA.
Christopher Cruz of CBS in our nation's capital.
Kowalski and White News Desk. The Heron Avenue Bridge is closed until further notice after an inspection found the bridge is deficient.
They found the deterioration a lot sooner, and they prevented another Fern Hollow.
That is Olga George, Press Secretary, Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. First reaction is, not another bridge, but you got to go with safety first.
That joins two other bridges closed for repairs as well. Last night, the U.S. Court of International Trade ruled President Donald Trump exceeded his authority by imposing tariffs on almost every nation. Frank Lanvin is a former Undersecretary for International Trade.
This really diminishes the leverage he has, and I suspect that he will not be successful on appeal. He doesn't really have the legal authority to impose these tariffs.
Just add that to the court battles and issues you got to follow to try to get a focus. The markets loved it. They skyrocketed after that news.
In fact, in the early going, all of the markets are up significantly this morning in the early going. Paul Skeen's brilliant, tossing a shutout at Arizona Wednesday.
How good is he?
Here's the example.
Skeens goes 6 2/3, 95 pitches, four-hit shutout ball, and a lot of Pirate fans and a lot of D-back fans appreciate watching this young man work.
Pirates broadcaster Greg Brown, and he's right. Fans are appreciating just the raw talent of Paul Skeens, where opposing crowds are actually applauding him for making some of their players look like little leaguers.
Well, I mean, they held a Diamondbacks down to how many runs in two games, the last two games? Like, I guess it was seven?
Yeah.
And they outscored them, wow, almost 10-1.
By the way, that was their first series win on the road in well over a month.
19 runs scored in two games. Great stuff. Today, by the way, is Skeen's 23rd birthday.
I'm curious, though. Has anyone seen Aaron Rodgers? Please call Marty if you have. Maybe he's going to be at the Post Malone Jelly Roll concert. He can get some fake tats that'll show how to get around the Heron Avenue Bridge closure.
Who knows where Aaron Rodgers will be seen in Pittsburgh next.
And now for a business news update from the Pittsburgh Business Times. I'm managing editor Mike Larson. A prime East End property anchored by a busy grocery store is headed to sheriff's sale. The property is the former Daybomb Chevrolet car dealership building that was originally built in 1934 and redeveloped more than 10 years ago by developer John O'Dell and his Michigan-based Warner Pacific. The property has been repositioned into a more than 150,000-square-foot mixed-use project anchored by an Aldi grocery store with a Yin's Coffee, along with structured parking and a companion offices at Baum. Also, Nippon Steel Corp. has reportedly pledged to invest up to $14 billion in United States Steel Corporation operations, including the first stages of development of a new domestic steel plant, if its $14.9 billion purchase of U.S. Steel is approved by President Donald Trump. Some details of the proposal were first reported Monday afternoon by Reuters, but were confirmed by the Business Times. It would total, if all was said and done, nearly $29 billion from Nippon Steel to U.S. Steel, and it would be far higher than the $2.5 billion the company had promised previously when the deal was up for review by the Biden administration, and higher than the $7 billion that it previously had been reported this year. For more on these stories and other local business news, log on to PittsburghBusinessTimes.com. I'm Michael.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.